The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Nicht so traurig, nicht so sehr.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. Do you remember Neil? Grey hair, used to wear green anorak, Wetherspoons. Anyway, having a pint last night, and I got chatting to him, and he used to be a bookie and a jockey, but he's got some contacts, so to speak, and he gave me a pretty big heads up on a horse, Cosmic Gizmo, which is racing at Kempton Park this Saturday. Anyway, it's a dead cert, so I'm trying to get as much capital together to stick something on. I know your benefits check comes in on a Tuesday. I just wondered if you could speak to Anne, possibly. I know her pension comes in, and I'm just thinking, because this is just about doubling up, effectively. It's a sure bet. But anyway, tell me what you think. All right. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Right, so I'm very surprised to hear that Neil used to be a jockey, given the size of him. He must be 23 stone. Must have been a while ago. In terms of putting a bet on, mate, I'm reticent, because, you know, money's very, very tight. As it happens, I have just had a rebate from the benefits office to the tune of £500, but you can understand my reluctance to put all of that money on a horse. How do you know that it's a dead cert? I mean, I'm all for investing in viable or ventures, but this is gambling, and you know, it's never a dead cert, is it? I'm willing to be convinced. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Hey, Roger, it's Brian. It's not gambling. It really isn't. It's every now and then these sort of things come up, and the way he said it to me, I know a deal when there's a deal. So please don't think of it like that. It literally is just about making money, doubling up. So if you give me £500, I will give you £1,000 back. Well, I won't be able to give you £1,000 back, but I'll be able to give you, I can't work out percentages now, but anyway, look, if you could also speak to Anne, because I think you don't necessarily have to speak to Anne. I mean, just if you can just get her pension. I'm thinking if we can put down £1,000, I think we make a huge, huge profit on that. I can't tell you exactly what the odds are, but they're very much stacked in our favour, as it's a dead cert. The science of it being a dead cert is quite complex. It's to do with steroid injections and that kind of thing, but I wouldn't want to talk too much about that. Great you're on board. I'll swing by and get the money later today. Okay. Cheers, Rog. Bye. Hello, Roger. It's Brian. On second thoughts, I can come to you and get the cash, but what I'm thinking, just to avoid any sort of suspicion, as your third party, I think it would probably be best if you go to the bookies and put the bet down. I'll get the address of the bookie and the name of the contact from Neil, but I think it's probably best that you do go, and possibly if you wear a cap and not a disguise, but just something. But anyway, I'll talk more about this. All right. Cheers, Roger, mate. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Do you think, with regard to this bet, do you think my return would be somewhere in the region of £1,500? I'm only asking because Claire and I have fallen out again, and she's making it extremely hard for me to see Jamie. And basically she flat out said to me that if I give her £1,500, she'll let me see Jamie next week. I mean, she's got me by the balls, basically. It's not legal what she's doing, but I mean, I just, for an easy ride, you know. So let me know. If you think this is a dead cert and steroids are involved, then you seem to know what you're talking about. So just let me know where I put the bet on. I'll get some of Anne's pension as well. So you know, hopefully that will boost the return. All right, mate. Okay, let me know what I need to do. Bye bye.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. Yeah, 1500 easily. To be perfectly honest, if it all comes off, I can give you over that. So I've spoken to Neil, and the drop-off is to Ladbrokes. If you go to Holborn Tube Station, come out of the station, turn left, and then left again. It's down an alleyway, and the contact at the Ladbrokes is a chap called Jin Ho Ri. He's an oriental fella. He'll be wearing a red cap. Now, if you go in, he should be behind the desk there. If he's not, don't put the bed down. But wait for him. I have said that you'll go with a cap on and possibly disguised as an old man. So my advice to you would be to borrow some of Anne's clothes and go that way. Obviously don't still look like a man. Okay, so I hope that's clear. It's 1 o'clock, Ladbrokes, Holborn, Jin Ho Ri. Okay, mate. Cheers, bye.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger here. Yes, I've got all those details. Just one thing, clarification please. I'm not just putting my money on this bet, am I? you want me to put some of your money on this as well? If so, where should I pick that up from? Thank you, mate. Bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Sorry, no, I didn't make myself clear. I'm just acting as the broker between you and Neil. So effectively, I'll take a percentage on the earnings for finding the opportunity for you. Also, I forgot to say, ridiculously, that the horse is called Cosmic Gizmo, and it's running in the 3 o'clock at Kempton Park. All right, mate, break a leg. Let's hope Cosmic Gizmo doesn't. All right, mate, speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. It's all done. The bet has been placed. Everything went like clockwork. Went up to the counter and put the money down. The person behind the counter did raise an eyebrow. The amount of money going on one horse, and actually called the manager over about the bet, but he waved it through. So yeah, a little nervous moment, but absolutely in the clear and ready to go. So we just have to wait now and see what happens. It's actually very exciting to do this. We'll see what happens. Okay, mate. I'd say fingers crossed, but as you say, it's a dead cert. Okay, mate. Bye.
Fuck a monkey. Fuck a fucking monkey, Roger. We fucking did it. It came in. We've got $5,000, Rog. 5 big ones. The worm has turned, Roger. The worm has turned. Finally, something good has happened in my life. Yes.
Brian, it's Roger. I've just heard the news. Oh, my God. Fuck. I don't want to get too excited because I'm just outside the benefits office. And I don't want them to get suspicious that I'm happy, but this is just superb. $5,000. Jesus, that's a fucking fortune to me. Jesus. Right, first thing, I'm gonna take Jamie out for a meal, and I'll take Anne as well, why not? Oh mate, this is absolutely the... Oh, right. So just someone can go and collect it, and I'll go and collect it, and we can divvy it up. How much of it is yours? I'm not sure. Let me know. Okay, mate. Beautiful. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Okay, so Neil's been in contact and told me that when you pick it up, you have to completely ignore Jin Ho Ri, possibly speak to someone else behind the counter, but if it is him, you haven't seen him before. He suggests that you do wear a cap and sunglasses and talk quietly. I'm not entirely sure why, but I just play ball. Obviously, Neil takes a big slice of the pie. He's going to pay Jin Ho Ri. Now, after my cut and what you're giving to Claire, that should leave you with plenty of money to take the gang out. So it's Anne and Jamie, isn't it? So all great, mate. But if you want to get cracking and go and pick that up now, and then I'll just be waiting in the Wetherspoons. All right, mate. Fantastic. Okay. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I'm coming your way with £5,000 in my pocket. Absolute clockwork, no problem. I didn't bother with the disguise. I thought it was a bit over the top. The deal's done, everything's sorted. So, yeah, in the money. Okay, see you in a moment. Bye-bye, mate.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Yes, I'm just... got my feet up in the garden. Found a little place in the Cotswolds, actually. I jumped in the car with Ophelia. We've got all the stuff in the boot, all the gear. So yeah, just a few days out, just to relax and consider the lilies. Anyway, hope you're spending your cut wisely. I know you're taking Jamie and Anne out, so I hope that went well. Yeah. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Look, mate, things have taken a turn for the worst. I was in Planet or Hollywood with Jamie and Anne, and after the £1,500 I'd paid Claire to see Jamie, that left me with about £100, £125, and I said to them, just eat whatever you like, you know, and I had no idea, but Anne eats like a horse. She stuffed her face. Anyway, the bill came and I couldn't pay for it, and I didn't know what to do, and I tried to do a card and that didn't work, and then everyone got shirty, and then they called the police, and I was arrested in Planet Hollywood, and they took me in, and then they recognised me from some CCTV footage of going into the betting shop and putting a bet on, and apparently they were suspicious. Anyway, the fraud squad have me, and they've arrested me for fiddling a bet or something, suspicious amounts of money being put on a bet. I've told them that it wasn't me, that I was coerced, and there was the Chinaman they need to speak to, and steroids are involved. Anyway, mate, could you come down here to the fraud office, please, and tell them it's not my fault, please, because I don't know what's going to happen. Just is embarrassing getting arrested in front of Jamie again. Please, mate, just give me a call. Thanks. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Just wondering if you got my last message. I'm still sat in the fraud squad office. I think they're going to charge me with serious fraud. Could have quite a bad knock-on effect in terms of picking up benefits and life in general. Just wondered if there's any chance you could call me. Okay, mate, thanks for your help. Bye bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.